And this is Steve Dales of the World. It's 12:37, and it's an honor for me to introduce royalty. It is the king of Chicago pizza, of course. I am talking about the one, the only, Mark Melnati. Hi, Mark.
Wow, that's quite the introduction.
Well, next time
you're talking about my dad.
Well, no.
He's been dead for 40 years.
Yes, and next time you take a CTA bus, I will take it with you. You get on the bus, and I'll say this: here he is, the king of Chicago pizza. But you are just that. And there are now how many Lou Melnati locations around the Chicago area?
We've about 50 around Chicago. You know, but I'm not big on the numbers, Steve. You know, I'm big on being the neighborhood pizza place that people think about when it's time to celebrate, and we really run all our stores like that.
Well,
we work with the individual neighborhood. We try to hire people from that community, and we try to support each community that we're in different ways, because the communities support us.
I don't think there's a human being that's tried Lou Melnati's pizza that doesn't love Lou Melnati's pizza. I don't think there's a human being alive that has tried any number of things at now world-renowned Portillo's and is not... You know, the thing about you and Portillo's is that both of you have become a tourist. I mean, we've got all these tourists now. I took the red line in because of the marathon today. The marathon goes right in front of our house. So I had no choice but to take the red line, which was fine. And I took the red line in. And then I walk from the Lake State and Lake station to the radio station. And boy, there are so many confused people downtown asking all sorts of questions. Where's that park with the Buster? You mean the Bean? Yeah, the Bean. And someone else asking me, well, which way? I'm walking east, right? And they were walking west, you know, but that's fine, you know. And I really do know that Lou Melnati's and Portillo's have become tourist destinations. You can't come to Chicago and not visit one or the other. Now, why does the guy keep bringing up Portillo's? And you can tell me, Mark.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you in just a second. But I want you to know that 80% of the pizzas we sell are to Chicagoans and to people who live in, you know, Chicagoland, in and around Chicago. Now, we are a favorite, as is Portillo's, of people coming in from out of town. But it's only because the Chicagoans say, hey, we've got something special here. We've got something we've got to show you. You've got to experience if you haven't before. And that's why the tourists are there.
Mm-hmm. Or they ask, I mean, I'm asked this question all the time. I've heard about that deep dish pizza in Chicago, but there's so many choices. Where I only have one opportunity to have deep dish pizza. I'm only here for 3 days or 4 days, whatever it is. Where do I go? And
easy answer.
Yep.
Easy answer.
I know the answer. So are we ready? Let me have our special expensive sound effects. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! All right. A special announcement from Mark Melnati having to do with Portillo's.
Yeah, well, great minds and great palates have gotten together.
Yeah.
And we had the thought, why don't we, a lot of people have been eating pizza with Italian beef on it, you know, over the last several years. And we said, yeah, but no one's had a Melnati's pizza with Portillo's Italian beef on it. And it is, you know, we put it together. We did months of testing and, you know, it really came up with a fantastic product. And right now we're shipping it through Tastes of Chicago all over the country. We don't have it in our stores currently, but we have it to ship to your friends. We have it to ship to you if you're on vacation somewhere, if you're visiting it, you know, someplace out of Chicago. And Tastes of Chicago is the vehicle to get our new Melnati's Portillo's Italian beef pizza with either hot jardinera if you like it a little spicy, or with sweet peppers if you like that. Both pizzas are fantastic.
I mean, it's the best of all worlds. Now, shipping something like that sounds complicated, but I bet you make it simple.
No, it's easy. You know, you get on lumalnatis.com and ship right over there, tastesofchicago.com. We'll link you right in. And, you know, you can get those pizzas. You can get them as an add-on to some of Chicago's other favorites. You know, besides pizza and beef, we also have some of Lettuce Entertainment's finest places, Wildfire Shaw's. We have Gibson Steaks, Chicago's own Brown Sugar Bakery, and, you know, and a host of others. But there's a lot of delectables you can find on the Taste of Chicago site. Makes a great gift at the holidays.
Oh, even what? Why wait for the holidays? You know, I'd send it to me. You know, I would write in my own address and send it to me. So let me ask you a question: is this only the beginning of a relationship with Portillo's? Is next maybe hot dog pizza? I'm trying to think of the things Portillo's does exceedingly well. Maybe milkshake pizza? Is that possible?
Yeah, right. Chocolate cake pizza.
Yeah, what the heck? I guess he's laughing at me. Mark Malnati of Lou Malnati's, thank you so much. Again, simply that website is what?
It's tastesofchicago.com. Tastesofchicago.com. Can't miss it.
All right.
Steve, thanks for having me on.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you very much. And this is Steve Dale's Other World. It's 12:37, and it's an honor for me to introduce royalty. It is the king of Chicago pizza, of course. I am talking about the one, the only, Mark Malnati. Hi, Mark.
Wow, that's quite the introduction.
Well, next time
you're talking about my dad.
Well, no.
He's been dead for 40 years.
Yes, and next time you take a CTA bus, I will take it with you. You get on the bus, and I'll say this: here he is, the king of Chicago pizza. But you are just that. And there are now how many Lou Malnati locations around the Chicago area?
We have about 50 around Chicago. You know, but I'm not big on the numbers, Steve. You know, I'm big on being the neighborhood pizza place that people think about when it's time to celebrate, and we really run all our stores like that.
Well,
we work with the individual neighborhood. We try to hire people from that community, and we try to support each community that we're in different ways, because the communities support us.
I don't think there's a human being that's tried Lou Malnati's pizza that doesn't love Lou Malnati's pizza. I don't think there's a human being alive that has tried any number of things at now world-renowned Portillo's. And is not, you know, the thing about you and Portillo's is that both of you have become a tourist. I mean, we've got all these tourists now. I took the red line in because of the marathon today. The marathon goes right in front of our house. So I had no choice but to take the red line, which was fine. And I took the red line in. And then I walk from the Lake State and Lake station to the radio station. And boy, there are so many confused people downtown asking all sorts of questions. Where's that park with the Buster? You mean the Bean? Yeah, the Bean. And someone else asking me, well, which way? I'm walking east, right? And they were walking west, you know, but that's fine, you know. And I really do know that Lou Malnati's and Portillo's have become tourist destinations. You can't come to Chicago and not visit one or the other. Now, why does the guy keep bringing up Portillo's? And you can tell me, Mark.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you in just a second. But I want you to know that 80% of the pizzas we sell are to Chicagoans and to people who live in, you know, Chicagoland, in and around Chicago. Now, we are a favorite, as is Portillo's, of people coming in from out of town. But it's only because the Chicagoans say, hey, we've got something special here. We've got something we've got to show you. You've got to experience if you haven't before. And that's why the tourists are there.
Mm-hmm. Or they ask, I mean, I'm asked this question all the time. I've heard about that deep dish pizza in Chicago, but there's so many choices. Where I only have one opportunity to have deep dish pizza. I'm only here for 3 days or 4 days, whatever it is. Where do I go? And
easy answer.
Yep.
Easy answer.
I know the answer. So are we ready? Let me have our special expensive sound effects. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! All right. A special announcement from Mark Melnati having to do with Portillo's.
Yeah, well, great minds and great palates have gotten together.
Yeah.
And we had the thought, why don't we, a lot of people have been eating pizza with Italian beef on it, you know, over the last several years. And we said, yeah, but no one's had a Melnati's pizza with Portillo's Italian beef on it. And it is, you know, we put it together. We did months of testing and, you know, it really came up with a fantastic product. And right now we're shipping it through Tastes of Chicago all over the country. We don't have it in our stores currently, but we have it to ship to your friends. We have it to ship to you if you're on vacation somewhere, if you're visiting it, you know, someplace out of Chicago. And Tastes of Chicago is the vehicle to get our new Melnati's Portillo's Italian beef pizza with either hot jardinera if you like it a little spicy, or with sweet peppers if you like that. Both pizzas are fantastic.
I mean, it's the best of all worlds. Now, shipping something like that sounds complicated, but I bet you make it simple.
No, it's easy. You know, you get on lumalnatis.com and ship right over there, tastesofchicago.com. We'll link you right in. And, you know, you can get those pizzas. You can get them as an add-on to some of Chicago's other favorites. You know, besides pizza and beef, we also have some of Let Us Entertain You's finest places, Wildfire Shaw's. We have Gibson Steaks, Chicago's own Brown Sugar Bakery, and, you know, and a host of others. But there's a lot of delectables you can find on the Taste of Chicago site. Makes a great gift at the holidays.
Oh, even what? Why wait for the holidays? You know, I'd send it to me. You know, I would write in my own address and send it to me. So let me ask you a question: is this only the beginning of a relationship with Portillo's? Is next maybe hot dog pizza? I'm trying to think of the things Portillo's does exceedingly well. Maybe milkshake pizza? Is that possible?
Yeah, right. Chocolate cake pizza?
Yeah. What the heck? I guess he's laughing at me. Mark Melnati of Lou Melnati's, thank you so much. Again, simply that website is what?
It's tastesofchicago.com. Tastesofchicago.com. Can't miss it.
All right.
Steve, thanks for having me on.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you very much.